This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, three shows to wrap up St. Matthew: Resurrection, The Real Fraud, and Great Commission. Then on to Hosea with Introduction and the Children with Their Names. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Well, in a woke culture, things move very fast. You have to change things fast and then change the goalposts and then stand around acting like things have always been this way. And people who are objecting, like, what are they so worried about? This is what we've always done. And our public schools are no exception. My home state of Illinois, or my adopted home state of Illinois, is also no exception. Joining us to talk about woke public school teaching requirements in Illinois and elsewhere, Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist, author of the book The Education Invasion, and a recent column titled Your Kids Would Be Better Off Feral Than Going to Schools That Make Them Anti-American Racists. Joy, welcome back.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
What are public school teachers required to do to keep their teaching licenses in Illinois?
Well, the state just passed a new requirement that essentially ditched the content knowledge requirements for teachers. So by content knowledge, I mean discipline subject matter knowledge, such as, you know, grammar, phonics, math, the things people think about when they think about an education. And instead, they replaced it with straight up openly requiring teachers to affirm things that the far left believes in order to keep their teaching job. So they have to incorporate into their curriculum, for example, something people might be aware of that's called critical race theory, basically the concept that if you are a white person, you are inherently born racist, and you will never get rid of that, as well as, you know, other very highly racially charged information that now teachers are required to keep their license. They must incorporate that into all the curriculum. That's one of the chief things, but there's another extremist idea that teachers are going to be required is to affirm sexual practices that the far left believes are normal but are actually completely abnormal and destructive to human beings. And obviously, they are completely antithetical to the orthodox beliefs of all the major world religions. So those are just some highlights, but you can kind of see just from the highlights what the entire package really looks like.
You say that these rules for teachers embrace cultural Marxism. What do you mean by that?
So Marxism is really an idea that divides people according to kind of what I consider to be artificial designations. So for the classic Marxist, Karl Marx himself really divided that among economic lines. That's what he considered the class designations. And when his Marxism led to horrors, mass murder, literally mass murder, that's ongoing now in communist China, the people who, were friendly with the general concepts that were Marxist really had to go underground, and they really recast the economic Marxism into cultural terms. And so that's what we're seeing right now with what people will call political correctness, identity politics, all of the sort of the identity politics that is written into these new requirements in Illinois, the dividing people up according to their sexual behavior and their skin color. And then there's all kinds of philosophical concepts, ideological things they attach to it, that, you know, such as intersectionalism and so forth. But it really is basically taking, you know, things about us that we can't change, right? I am born a woman. I am born with a certain skin color. You know, I can't get rid of it no matter how hard I wash my hands, you know. So the left now takes those things and weaponizes them. It says, you are in this group. You can't get out of it. And the way that we define it is kind of they give you a role to play in society based on those inborn characteristics.
What are teachers required to teach about objective truth?
Well, that's one of the interesting things about this, and especially for, you know, the audience of our listeners, of course, you know, this is a Christian show. Christians believe in objective truth and that it's defined by the Bible. So literally these demands in Illinois are just at the core of them completely denying and going against the Christian faith and the precepts that we believe as Christians. And that is the foundation of objective truth. So these teacher requirements require teachers to uphold and believe and teach students that there is not objective truth. But of course, as I point out in the article, that's the kind of the first tenet, if you read, in which I link to, you know, if you read the actual requirements for these teachers now to keep their licenses in Illinois, the first one is this, requiring them to teach in a relativistic way, in a way that destroys the concept of truth. But then the rest of the teaching requirements go on to undermine even the possibility of that by very dogmatically asserting a set of objective beliefs about the world, such as that people are born with privilege. That is, to them, an established truth that cannot be argued with, only established and taught to children as true.
What do the Illinois rules say about identity politics?
I mean, they actually require teachers to embed them throughout the entire curriculum. So we're talking K-12, every single subject matter. It really goes the farthest, honestly, that I and a number of other analysts have ever seen. But to be clear, this sort of approach, Illinois just happened to be the first in the nation to really kind of just do this openly. But I actually happen to know and be working on project, you know, reporting the fact that the Biden administration is working to take this kind of approach nationwide, and we'll be, you know, doing a number of initiatives in order to bring that not just to Illinois, but every state possible. And of course, as I think, you know, some of your listeners might be aware, individually, states to differing levels and different school districts are already heading in this direction as well.
Is political and social activism part of the agenda in the classroom now?
Oh, openly so. And in fact, these requirements for teachers really just demand that teachers turn public school education not into education, but into agitation. They explicitly say, and again, I linked to this in my article. You can look it up yourself. Please do read it. It's really astonishing. But they explicitly call for the job of teaching to be to transmit far left ideology to children at all ages in public schools, and then to gin up those children to be, I mean, they use the word activist, to be political activists for far left causes. So that is the envisioning of what the public school system now is going to be under the rules pushed by the Illinois State Board of Education and confirmed by the state legislature.
Are Illinois teachers required to show, I think you mentioned something about this early on, that they actually have knowledge of the traditional subjects that they're supposed to be teaching our kids?
Well, that was something that had been, you know, previously, and as well as, you know, I've looked at a lot of different teaching certification requirements. And I'm hesitating here because there's actually been a long debate about how education schools and teacher training has tried to get away from requiring content knowledge from teachers, even though that's the most effective and needed thing for a teacher to have, actually. But there's a big backstory there that I won't get into. But whether effectively done or not, Illinois did previously have requirements for teachers, you know, at least in name, to know something about the subjects that they're teaching, ostensibly teaching to children. But in fact, if you look at the new regulations, those former content requirements for teachers have been erased and replaced with this activism model in the state regulations.
So I just want to make sure we're clear on that. It's not just that they've been removed, they've been replaced. And if you want to keep your license as a teacher in the state of Illinois, you no longer have to demonstrate any proficiency in any of the subjects that you teach.
Correct. And the only, you know, I have not, you know, I don't have the time to check this, you know, fact check myself while I'm talking, you know, to you. And I know that in many states, to get their licenses, teachers sometimes have to pass a content test. But typically those are watered down and they're opposed because, well, you know, sometimes people fail them and that's mean. So I don't know what the case is for teacher licensure testing in Illinois, but I know that I, you know, looked at myself, the regulations and the content requirement for the licensure. So I would assume then that therefore, if there is a teacher test in Illinois, the content of it would be replaced. It would take away the disciplinary knowledge and would be replaced with this activism pushing, since that's what the state has now decided is going to be defining what a teacher is in Illinois.
How has civics been redefined?
Oh, that's exactly where all of this is going, and including, you know, so there's kind of a word switch going on here with the concept of civics, because a lot of Americans have realized, become very aware over the past year and a half, statue-toppling of attacks on American history, historical figures and leaders such as George Washington, such as Thomas Jefferson, and so forth. I mean, for example, Amazon Prime during Black History Month, I think it was today or yesterday, took off, you know, a documentary about one of the, you know, pioneering Supreme Court justices who is an African-American, Clarence Thomas. You know, so we've seen over and over again just opposition to content knowledge about American history. So Americans have become really aware of that, and that's become a public issue of concern. And so what the people who oppose American history and historical figures and really the idea of America itself are doing is now they're debating and switching with this word civics to take that concern Americans have that American kids really are clearly not being taught to understand our history in context, to, you know, respect and think about and engage with the thinking of historical figures, but really just to, you know, knee-jerk hate American figures based on, quite frankly, ignorance about them. And so Americans are concerned about that. So the people who want to continue to tear down America and its figures and ideals are using the word civics and as a pretense to, you know, pay attention to Americans' concerns about that, while what they're really doing is then using the concept of civics to insert more political activism in schools. So while conservative and moderate Americans might think absolutely, I mean, we know from public opinion polls that, you know, the majority of Americans absolutely support kids learning about the Constitution, about, you know, American history and so forth. So what leftists who hate America, quite frankly, are doing is saying, oh, we're going to solve this problem by doing civics, but they don't mean by civics American history and understanding of our Constitution and in our founding principles. They mean by civics, action civics. They mean political activism. They mean teachers, exactly what Illinois is doing here, teachers pushing children to, you know, hold placards to storm state houses to basically attack American historical figures without really understanding who they were or what they achieved.
Joy Pullman of The Federalist is our guest for a conversation on woke public school teaching mandates. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Rejecting the many forms of superstition is the theme of the March issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine. It contains columns from Issues Etc. guest Matt Harrison, John Bombaro, Adam Francisco, and Jean Edward Veith. The Lutheran Witness is available in print and online. Find out more at lcms.org/witness or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Interpreting the world from a Lutheran perspective, the Lutheran Witness magazine. We'll talk about educational alternatives next.
Solid, serious, substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talking about woke public school teaching requirements with Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist. So, Joy, given everything we've said so far, what educational alternatives exist for parents who don't want their children subjected to the woke classroom?
Well, I mean, it can be really hard to find one. I mean, of course, there are some depending on the community that they're in. It depends really on where you are. So, obviously, you know, there's private schools. Sometimes there are charter schools. The only problem with a charter school, which is a public school, is that in many states, and I'm pretty sure it's the case in Illinois, given how their governance is, charter school teachers are typically required to have state licensure. So even though those are schools of choice, you know, because Illinois is demanding licensure to turn teachers into activists, that would require the same of charter school teachers. So really the only refuge in this situation in Illinois, which is, again, spreading to other places very quickly, is for parents to either homeschool, to put their kids in a private school where the teachers are detached from the state certification rules. Or I really advocate that this is, I mean, this is for me a code red. I think this is, you know, a bridge too far. It's a direct opposition to Christianity. So any parents who are Christians really, openly Illinois has declared war on Christian beliefs, philosophy, and ideas, and saying that public schools will be a place where we teach children to oppose Christianity, to be unchristian and anti-Christian. So I don't think that a Christian families can in good conscience really send their children to schools like that. So obviously then you need other solutions. And I realize that there are huge practical problems, you know, with basically being turned out of public schools and in the entire state. But I also think that it's easier at this time than a lot of people think. Parents have gotten a lot more familiar with what homeschooling looks like and the benefits that it offers. And there's also ways for families, you know, such as mine, you know, we have two parents working, and there's solutions for families to get together and pool education for their children and start, you know, mini cottage schools, pod schools, and really take a lot of the ideas and creativity that they have used to solve the problem created by COVID school shutdowns. And that is another creative response possible for basically the turning of public schools into anti-Christian indoctrination factories.
Does the Biden administration's Department of Education, as far as we can tell, support the requirements like those that we've discussed here in Illinois?
Oh, that's very openly the case. I mean, and one of the things that we saw, you know, I believe it was the first day that Biden assumed the presidency, he rescinded the 1776 commission that the Trump administration had put forth to inquire into how to, you know, encourage genuinely patriotic education in the United States. And so that was a very clear signal that the Biden administration opposes that sort of education. And in fact, it has the Department of Education under Biden is very soon to release recommendations for encouraging these kind of what, you know, we're talking about in Illinois, taking it nationwide, taking civics labeled programming that is intended to turn children into leftist political activists who don't know anything. I mean, I wish I didn't have to say it that bluntly, but that really is, you know, straightforwardly the truth about the situation here. So the Biden administration is staffed by far leftists who support these kind of education that Illinois is transforming its schools into right now, and they are actively working to take this nationwide as much as possible.
Joy Pullman is managing editor of The Federalist. She's author of the book The Education Invasion and a recent column titled Your Kids Would Be Better Off Feral Than Going to Schools That Make Them Anti-Racists. You can read it on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Joy, thanks.
Thank you.